As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's get to the people. Because normally, it'd be crazy to talk about something else but the draft. But the Pistons deserve the time. And to me, I can't lie to you. I just won't have a lot of love for the draft tonight. It's all about the Pistons and Knicks. Game 3 at LCA. And you know what? If I have to avoid, you know, one of the 700 Jardians ads they're going to show where people are singing and dancing about their A1C, I'm going to go over to the draft. I mean, that's the truth. Like, it's just.
That is true.
All right, let's get to the people. We'll go to Mike, 97.1. What's up, Mike?
Hey, first off, that was a low blow with that playoff win. That was a low blow with that Lions playoff win. I know we choked it, but actually, I'm going down to the draft party. There's a watch party at Ford Field. Me and like 20 of my buddies are going to be in Ford Field watching the draft on their two screens. Going to be on the field access. Going to be a bunch of like small concerts and stuff like that. I'm sure they're going to have the playoff games on the smaller screens for sure. But I'd say it's about 98.5% draft and 1.5% Pistons, maybe.
All right, so let me ask you a question. You're lasered in on the draft. What do you want at 28? Is there something you personally want?
I actually think we're moving up. I think we're going to move up to 20. I think we're going to take what's-his-face from Texas.
What, Matt Golden? The wide receiver?
The offensive tackle.
Oh, Banks?
Yeah, it was a tackle, I think.
Well, I you know what, at this point, nothing will shock me. If Brad Holmes has a first-round grade on a guy and he thinks there's only 14, 16 first-round players, he'll move up, make sure he gets one of them. He's already proven it. So, sure, I'm not laughing at you. I'd be surprised if they did that with that particular offensive lineman, but if they believe, hey, we're going to flip him in to become a great guard, we're going to have an all-pro guy, wouldn't shock me.
Well, I guess he can go play both positions. Yeah. But yeah, okay.
Listen, nothing. This is the – it's not a problem. It's a blessing. I just – none of it will surprise me.
Nothing will.
Nothing would anger me.
I do want to ask you a question.
What?
Give me 30 seconds. You'll enjoy this.
Why do I feel like 29 of these are going to upset me?
Go ahead. No, because I know here it's the Pistons and because the Lions drafts of late. In New York, what are people watching?
What do you mean?
Like, what are they focused on? Draft? Because you got two teams.
Well, look,
they're going to be picking while the Pistons game is going on.
Yeah, there's
in
the
New
key.
York.
They're both top 10 picks. The Giants at 3 and the Jets at what, 8 or 9?
Seven. Yeah.
That's different. But look, all I will tell you is, everyone in New York is on edge about this series because they see their team isn't playing well. They see some of the signs here that, look, they're not reacting to physicality. Your coach is already crying about officiating. Everybody wants Thibodeau fired. No, I think that the Knicks are going to be a heavy, heavy focus. Most Giant fans have given up. It doesn't even matter. Who'd the Giants take? Toons is the driving cat. All right, great.
I mean, I didn't know if you were the minority when it came to Giants fans. And
no, I've given up on
that. They were more like Lions fans over the previous years were Super Bowl tonight.
No, we've actually won the Super Bowl, so we're not like Lions fans. I'm sorry. It's just, no, the draft has never represented that to me. Go to Josh, 97.1. What's up, Josh?
Josh, there he is.
What's up?
Hey, fellas. So I lived in New York for 25 years, and what Mike just said is straight on point, and I'm with David. Guys, Knicks fans, beating Knicks fans, there's no greater joy in the world. I mean, Timothy Chalamet and a bunch of finance guys in their fleece vests are freaking out, and we bring the toughness. By the way, Brunson's the best actor on the court in the MSG. And if we can beat them on that stage, they are going to melt. All New Yorkers will melt. There's nothing bigger to them than MSG. This is awesome. Forget the draft. You'll find out tomorrow who we got.
And you could still find out tonight and do all the reading you need to do. It's just, look, unless this thing got out of hand either way tonight at LCA, I'm locked in on it. But, Josh, here's the other thing people don't realize. Like, I view the Knicks as the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA. Just all sizzle, yeah. No steak. They never win a damn thing. They always get the headlines. I always got to hear about them. And you got to, hey, look, from a selfish standpoint, I'm rooting for the Pistons. Why? It's called cheap Celtics tickets. I look forward to seeing you in round two. Like, I'm being selfish about it. Getting tickets in Boston versus here is a whole different ballgame.
The Knicks are our Super Bowl. Boston, forget it. We don't got a chance. But let's beat up on these losers and watch them.
There you go. That's right. Send Fat Joe home sad. Make him sad, Joe. No, Josh, I'm with you.
He's Skinny Joe now.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. It's weird to look at. I almost miss him being fat. It's like John Goodman. I can't look at skinny John Goodman. It's not John Goodman.
Yeah, but he'd probably be dead if he kept up at that pace.
No, there's a middle ground. You don't have to be Big Pun and roll around at 6:40.
And he's not here.
Right. He just didn't get the memo.
He could have been maybe 3:40.
Thank you. I mean, Fat Joe was never Big Pun. Big Pun was 600 pounds. Yeah, you think you're going to die? Let's go to Danny. Sorry, don't know how we ended up there. Danny, what's going on, pal?
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, happy afternoon. Pistons all the way, guys. Come on. I mean, it's I love this team. I mean, it's probably my, third or fourth of the four favorite sports, but I love the team and got your alerts on your phone, and there's a draft tomorrow, right, Mike? I mean, we can watch.
That's where I'm at.
Tomorrow, so.
Danny, let me ask you this question. Danny, do you think what Brad Holmes has done, it's kind of taken the sizzle out of the draft? You never have an idea what he's going to do. You got a faith he's going to draft a good player. You're picking at 28. It's kind of taken the sizzle out of it.
But see, that's why I think
it. Never thought of it that way, but. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head right there, man. Yeah, unless there's a trade up, you know, but that's what the phone alerts are for. But, yeah, Mike, you're not wrong. You're right.
But, see, I think that's why you want to watch the draft. You want to watch the draft because you don't know. He's traded up twice now in previous drafts. You don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to really go for it? Is he going to marginally move up? Is he going to move back? So even though they shouldn't be, the Pistons should be done. They've done the interviews. We've listened to Kenny and Shaq and those guys and Charles Barkley. And then it will be the Lions pick. Unless he decides, you know what? I think I want to join the party. I want to jump into the, you know, the high teens or the early 20s.
This is my question. And again, like, I've always liked the draft. Like, we have to avoid this binary mindset of good, bad. No, there's a middle ground. Like, I don't understand how we got here. Like, last year, we were in the fulcrum of the laser. We were downtown all week. 700,000 people standing around, fans dressed as human cardinals or human lightning bolts, drafting players they don't even know who they are. How the hell did the draft become this? And again, I've always loved the draft. I've always liked it. Hey, who's my team taking? Let me watch. Rico, it's turned into something where people are more excited about the draft than a playoff basketball. That's, to me, that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know,
it changed, Mike, when all of a sudden the NFL realized, what if we took this outside of New York and we took it to the people and we let just the common man show up, the guy who can't afford Super Bowl tickets, but you could represent your team here. And at the draft, everybody's a winner because everybody got the greatest player ever.
When you say represent your team, do you get a prize for that?
No, you don't.
Oh.
But it's no different than the guy who wears the lucky sweatshirt or hoodie or hat or T-shirt or, you know, whatever.
I have names for those people.
They would be at the Pistons game tonight. Mike, they're fans.
No. They're going to be geared up, ready to watch playoff game. They're not at an exhibition, like a flesh market. You're drafting players
and
tonight.
You saw how big the flesh market is here last year when over 1 million people were downtown.
Hello. Genesis of the comment, how the hell did we get here?
Because it allows just the everyday person to actually not have to pay an arm and a leg, but you get to experience something that only happens once a year that the NFL, because everything else, Mike, comes at like thousands of dollars. The only thing you are paying for is either your plane ticket, your hotel, or your gas.
Okay, so like this year it's in Green Bay. Look at the amount of people who have to travel there. There aren't any hotels in Green Bay. You have to go to Chicago. You're going to have to stay in a hotel that's massively overpriced. Drive up to what? Put on your brown spandex with a dog bone necklace and watch your team draft a player, and then what?
Nah, it's the fact that you're there, because for years, you're watching the draft on TV, and where did they hold it? Was it in the Garden?
Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah, whatever, one of those New York places. Anyway, and you see like a certain amount of fans there, and when it was your team's time to pick, you know, you felt like you were one of those people that you actually saw, like, oh, there's Charger fans. I'm a Charger. Yeah, you know, you got into it. So now, it's traveling. It's going from city to city. So it'll be in Las Vegas. It'll be in Detroit. It'll be in all these different places. Oh, hey, let's turn this into a trip.
You just said people shouldn't spend thousands of dollars. Now we're taking a trip.
No, I'm saying it allows you, because you can't go to the Super Bowl. You can't, heck, not getting tickets to a regular game.
No,
you
can't here get for sure. You damn right with the ticket prices here. Speaking of, what's secondary market looking like for tonight at LCA, David?
Cheap seats.
Let me look, because I haven't seen an update in a couple days.
If you want like the upper deck, the cheapest seat is about $190.
What's courtside running for the celebs?
Oh. The Mike Valenti's?
No, that's your section, Rico. That's yours.
Yeah. Please.
Mel Tucker and his Thundersticks.
David, go ahead and play the intro to the show again. That's the marquee.
Bro, I'm the last
Don't get
guy.
It twisted, David.
I have no interest in it. Why would you ever want to be in those seats and be all over television? Like
about 760.
For courtside?
Yeah.
Man, we got to get our numbers up.
No, it has to be more than that.
Man, we got to get our numbers up. Come on, we need some celebs there tonight.
No, I'm sorry. A course-size seat is $2,000.
Got to get our numbers up. David, we need some celebs there, man. We got to get them numbers up. I'm very concerned when they start doing the celebrity sightings tonight. It's going to be like Jalen Rose and, you know, Bob Seger. Come on, we can do better.
Okay, no, here's some.
Iggy Pop.
Behind the Pistons bench.
Here we go.
$6,000.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at some $4,000 right here
and
also.
And there's a reason why the entire row is for sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to get the best deal possible.
248-539-9797. We will continue the conversation. Where's your attention tonight? Draft or, for me, it's all Pistons, man. It's LCA. Love to talk about the game a little bit. We'll do it as the day goes along. And, yes, we're going to, as we get closer to 4 o'clock, get in the mix of, all right, is there – I will sell you this pen on maybe where the Lions are going. Fool's errand, but we'll have some fun doing it. 97.1.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.